At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, it's not raining out. Just wait. Probably raining about 5 minutes. Hey, Hartman, Harrigan, Ari News. Good stuff for you today. But let's start with this. We're frauds. Every single one of us. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. Minnesotans complain about this as much as anything that isn't pertaining directly to their personal life. What am I talking about? This is something Minnesotans, or as Bob Schopper once said, Minnesotans, we complain about this more than anything else about living in Minnesota.
I think weather first.
That's number one. You are correct.
Yeah, of course I am.
What is number two?
Number two.
Well, should we let the audience guess a little bit?
Sure, we can.
I mean, you can go ahead. You can give your guess.
Taxes.
It's a contender.
Thank you.
We are a massively overtaxed state, in my opinion. Crazy lefty. That's what he is. Yeah, I just told you we're massively overtaxed. In this state, taxes is a contender. Is that what I'm talking about, do you think?
Bad driving.
Very, very good. We should, because what's the letter grade Dave Harrigan is giving the state collectively on driving?
I think we make ourselves out to be worse than we are. I think if you ask, you know, average Joe or Jane on the street, they'd give us about
a D. Why'd you go with Joe or Jane?
Felt right.
Yeah, okay.
Two J names.
Two J's, yeah.
I think they'd give us a collective like D. I think we're more like a C+.
That's still not very good.
It's not very good, but honestly, I don't think we're really that much worse than any other spot in the country. There's a lot of stupid drivers out there.
That's fair, but we're not greedier. Mosquitoes.
Mm.
Texter suggesting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So far this year, not a bad mosquito year, right? Or am I?
I agree with you.
The fact I'm going around, walking around with the hermetically sealed is then.
I've had more run-ins with gnats than mosquitoes. Gnats might be more annoying in the moment. The mosquito bite lasts for a few days, but the gnats, they get in your ear, they fly right in your eyes. Bad.
A lot of people are nailing it. It's road construction.
Oh, yeah, that's it right there.
It is road construction, and was on the docket. We were chock full yesterday. Didn't get to it. I know Jason was going to talk about it. I don't know if the Golden Girls and the dog-hating show, if they talked about it today. But you know when we care? When it affects us.
Yes.
That's it. We only care about road construction, and we only care in a negative way when it affects us. That's it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair.
Right? We somehow magically want the roads to repair themselves. And if you're a traditional worker during the day, you want the roads to be fixed midnight to 6 a.m. And you never want to be held up by road construction.
Correct.
Now, by the way, where are my arms right now?
They are stretched high in the air. Reach into the sky.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the fraud category. I'm not running from the fraud category.
Mm-mm.
You're not running from it.
I feel good about being in the fraud category right now.
Because you're right in it.
Oh, am I ever.
You are right in the heart of it. Your drive normally to the gated community that you live in Woodbury, is what? Without the construction.
If traffic is free-flowing,
Yeah.
It's a little worse in the afternoon just because getting through St. Paul is a little bit tricky sometimes.
Yeah, well, the drunken folks.
But we're talking 20 to 25 minutes on a normal day.
What is it typically now with construction?
About 35.
That's not that bad.
35, I mean, 40 on a
minutes,
bad day.
10 minutes?
Well, I'm very sneaky.
I suppose if we go to 20...
I've got a very sly way to get around the 94 construction. Because well, you can't get on 94 anywhere, so you have to have a sly way.
I really, 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 really hate saying this. Because you know how I feel about it? The fair is not that far away.
No, it's right around the corner.
It's not...
It's next month.
It's next month. Okay. I... have multiple sly ways to get to the State Fair. I don't share with anyone.
No, you don't do that.
Wouldn't tell Hunter Griffin Quinton.
Close to the vest.
Yeah. When some folks come with me, they're like, wow, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. You can only have so many shortcuts, though, when the road construction cuts the heart of your path.
Yes. My heart is cut right now. My heart is cut.
Medic!
And there's cuts all over my hometown, too, because we're just
bleeding.
The bastion of road construction.
Here.
Thanks, 3M.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how about me? I had an awful year last year because I'm a West Suburbs guy, right? You're the arch enemy, although we really don't have a lot of anger anymore towards west side of town, east side of town, do we?
Not really. We just all gang up on Edina and Wayzata, don't we?
A little bit, but then we could gang up on Sunfish Lake and North Oaks, right? Sunfish Lake area, that's kind of the hidden, super, uber wealthy area where a lot of the purple live.
It's pretty nice.
pretty good. You know, it's near Eagan. Well, one of the drivers of the animosity of Minneapolis versus St. Paul was my father.
Yes, he was.
East Berlin, he would call it at times. But then eventually when it slowed down and I would take him over to good restaurants in St. Paul, he'd go, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. You know, and some of that was the battle with the shooter and some other things and the fact that he was like trying to get events in Minneapolis. He wasn't very hospitable to St. Paul, to say the least. He came around later. But, yeah, so for last year was awful for me. This year didn't start off that bad. And now it's getting bad and I'm ticked off because I'm a fraud like all of us. Highway 55, key parts of that affect me. Shut her down. Shut down. Double nickel. And now in the tweet I saw over the weekend, it's coming up soon on July 14th. Mm-hmm. The easy pass lanes. We call these the derusha lanes.
Yes.
Right? Because man of his means... he clearly uses the easy pass lanes.
Well, he's got three easy passes just to make sure that he's good to go.
We're going to shut these babies down until November. And I know some people might say, well, I don't use them. What do I care? But enough other people do. And guess what? They're coming back to join us.
Mm-hmm. They're back in the flow.
By the way, I have an easy pass also. I use it. I don't use it that often.
Do you feel bad? Do you feel guilty when you use it?
No.
Then why wouldn't you use it often?
Because it costs. I mean, I don't want to pay for it when I don't have to pay for it. I mean, I'm not Harrigan. But if it's going with great pace and alacrity here and I'm not paying anything versus I'm paying for it over here, I'd rather save the dough. It's pretty much two things that take me to the easy pass lanes. If there's traffic, Quinton and golf, maybe not in that order. Although the way I'm playing right now, absolutely in that order. Just admit it. You'll feel better. I want you to call me. Or if you want to chime in also, because a lot of texts are coming in on the Harrigan hotline. We're all frauds. Like right now, I occasionally go your way. And I'm going your way this weekend.
Welcome.
Yeah. I'm going to avoid it. If I have to go around Canada, well, I'm going to avoid it
somehow.
I'm not
sharing my sneaky little rubber.
Yeah, well, 694 is about to be my friend. Although I might be driving on the 4th of July, so I don't think it's going to be too bad on the 4th, right?
Probably okay.
Admit we're frauds because we get mad. But guess what? Then when there are potholes all over the place, or when you feel like, because we don't have enough highways with multiple lanes. When I'm headed up to Northland in a couple days, and I'm working that 694, and then I'm going to combine there with 35 when I'm going to turn up and head to Duluth, the Northland Express. And when at that part, there's about six lanes. Shangri-La, baby. How many other places do we have that many lanes in the metro area where you got six lanes?
Feels a little like L.A., doesn't it? Except it's moving.
Yeah. Well, la-di-da, Western White House, we headed to San Diego this year. I think at one point it was eight lanes. Honestly, we were going through people's living rooms at 75 miles an hour.
Hey, like, what are you watching?
Yeah. Come on, watch the bear. It's phenomenal. What do you want to say about the fact that we're all frauds about road construction? You want to say we're not? You want to blame MnDOT? It's easy to blame MnDOT, but who can prove it? Who can prove that MnDOT's not doing it fast enough? And I'm with you. There are times when it's a road effect to me. I'm like, why aren't they out here? When it's headed towards, I mean, where Carter lives in Kansas City or wherever he lives, I don't really care that much.
No, not at all.
Because I'm a fraud. Doesn't affect me.
Maybe it affects your relationship with Adam perhaps a little bit if he comes in surly about road construction.
He's cranky every other day anyway, right?
How would you know the difference?
What's the difference? 19 past 12. Let's go. Let's get some calls and texts on the Harrigan Hotline. We're road construction frauds. You want to separate yourself? Say you believe in it? You're a purist? You're concerned when there's road construction elsewhere? You think they're magnificent? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. 4th of July travel?
No.
Oh. Joe Cocker's birthday?
No. Maybe. It could be. I don't know.
Could be. What do we got?
Today's a big day for USPS. That's why we are playing the letter and songs associated with mail, because it is not only National Postage Stamp Day, it is National Mail Carrier Day. So we're saluting the mail carriers and the stamps that you put on your... That's another thing we love to complain about. Price of stamps.
Price of stamps. Yes, we do. It's very good. Find people, mail carriers, they should work 4 days a week. Every 3 months we hear about they're losing an extraordinary amount of money.
Do they come in for a fifth day just to sort?
No, I'm sorry. We got to save the money somehow.
Well, we could take away the benefits too?
No, like I don't want to do that.
That's really nice.
I did birdie the postage stamp the one time I played. So when I could play golf, now I probably could make 12 on there.
Yeah. I'm sure you didn't use the foot wedge or anything.
No. Get out of here. Chad, 35 in Hinckley. Yes, construction, major delays. Leave early, you'll be okay. See, that's what I need. Because I'm going, and by the way, it's getting colder and colder on Thursday in Duluth. Every time I look, it's, okay, 66. That's it. Okay, no cooler than that. Okay. By the time I get there Thursday for the first time, it's going to be snowing.
Yeah, it might be. But it's going to be tough getting through Hinckley now. They got the sponsorship with Grand Casino. Everyone's going.
Yeah. That's been going on for at least a year, right? Where do you stand on Toby's? Over, under, proper?
I haven't been at Toby's in years and years, but I remembered enjoying it.
I think it's proper.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're about most of the... The good Danish is about as big as we were looking at Trump, about as big as Trump's head.
That's fair.
Trump's got a big head.
They'll feed the table.
I think we could come up with data. The bigger your head, the more likely you are to succeed in a television business.
Oh, that's 100% true.
Is there any doubt about it?
Yeah. Let's ask Jason later, because he will absolutely confirm. That was the whole Merv Griffin idea for a game show host. That's why, you know, Pat Sajak. Massive head.
Big head. Big head. Frank Vassalero, a lot of success in town. Big head. Right? Majors, a lot of success in town. Big head.
Big hair.
Big hair, too. Shelby? I think more normal size head.
I think an average size melon on Don.
You know? Other famous big heads in town. Not egos, but literal big heads.
Big head Todd.
Yeah. What I find funny, back to the roads, people complain about how bad the roads are. What they complain even more. So the idea he's saying is they complain about the roads not working, and then when it affects them, they complain even more.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We complain when they're being fixed after complaining that they're in bad shape.
Then somebody's talking about the alternative is light rail. Southwest light rail. We're about due for another one of the estimates on that, aren't we? Are we still at 2027? Is that still supposedly what it's at?
And $87 billion now.
Yeah. But the same amount as the big, beautiful bill in the continuation of the tax cuts, with emphasis on those folks doing rather well. For all the people who complain about road construction here, imagine living in a state where nothing's done for a long time and the roads turn into complete crap. I lived in Florida for almost 7 years. A bad road here is a great road in Florida. I got to push back as a frequent former. I mean, I lived in Florida for 9 months, and then my father had a place there, so we went there a decent amount. I thought the roads were better there. Just because you were able to work on them. And by the way, more highways there in the major cities, your Miami's, your Fort Lauderdale's, your Orlando's, your Naples, Fort Myers, with 5-6 roads. We don't have enough lanes.
And I imagine Florida just easier with potholes. You don't have the freeze and thaw and all that stuff that causes the potholes.
The Romans had self-healing concrete.
Wow. Way to go, Rome.
That's excellent. Now, somebody else is telling me about the latest scam. Texting scam that's coming up. I'm coming to Minnesota in October. Plan to visit you. This person says immediately deleted it because I had no idea who sent it. Later that a friend had received the exact same text. I've not received that one yet. Have you?
No, I have not.
What if it's...
Halle Berry?
Yeah, for sure. Get your facts right. USPS made money the last 6 months? Really? After they've been bleeding money year after year, decade after decade?
Get your facts straight, Chad.
Chad, you know it's the big air show weekend in Duluth. God, does it start Thursday? Because it's a one and done for me. I'd love it in the background. We've had some spectacular planes fly over. The golf course.
July 5th and 6th, so you're good.
No, I'd like to see
it. Oh, I thought you wanted to evade the traffic.
No, I'd like to see it.
Well, maybe you get some pre-show.
Yeah.
Testing them out.
Practice.
Yeah, a couple loop-de-loops.
Practice.
Right over the 18th.
Shaver, big head for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Meat sauce, big head for sure.
Big melon.
Who's got the biggest melon on staff here?
Carter.
Carter's got a big melon.
Yeah.
He does. I think you have a normal size melon.
7 3/8 in a fitted hat.
Are you proud of that?
I think slightly larger than maybe others, but certainly not the bucket hat.
Seems like you're compensating. I don't know. I mean, do most people know the size of their hat right away?
Well, I just had to say it when I was coaching baseball every year because I'd get a new hat.
Okay.
So 7 3/8. I know.
I got it. Big head Adam Carter, the lead guy. Co-lead guy with Jordana from the Golden Girls and the Grandkid, the dog-hating show, next.